We are getting ready for any of the upcoming elections. There, some sort of an election is happening somewhere, or getting ready for an election. That's probably a better way of saying it. Getting ready for an election or candidate filing. That seems to always be happening. That's why we brought in Allison Mallard. She's public relations as well as the training coordinator for York County Voter Registration and Elections Office. And good morning to you, Allison.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So people might be scratching their heads. They're like, this is May. What on earth is going on in your world, in the election community, that you need to come here on Palmetto Mornings and kind of take it away? Because there's something always happening in your industry.
There is always something happening. Not quite the number of weeks for voting as we had in 2024. We had 21 weeks of voting in 2024, just to let you know.
So it was a lot. Say that one more time.
There were 21 weeks of voting. Because we had 2 weeks of early voting and then election week, and we had 7 elections. So, wow. Oh, and a runoff. I'm not even counting that one. So anyway, but this year we have 9 of our incorporated areas. The municipalities are having all of their elections on the same day, which is a benefit for us. Mm-hmm. It hasn't always been that way. So Rock Hill folks, you vote in November this year, and first time in 28 years.
And that's a game changer, right?
It should be. Yeah. I mean, the turnout should be significantly noticeable. I mean, I don't. Municipals, right. So we will have those on November 4th, but early voting for that starts in October. It's October 20th through Halloween, so we'll have locations throughout the county for that. Locations people are familiar with: Baxter Hood, Clinton College, Carolina's Cornerstone up on Gardendale in Fort Mill, and then our office. So familiar places, super easy to early vote. But most important is candidate filing.
Okay.
So candidate filing starts on August 6th. So if someone is considering being a candidate for any of the mayor or city council races, you know, now's the time to be prepared, because we open candidate filing on August 6th and they have to meet certain requirements.
So we're planting the seeds now.
Right.
That this is something that, you know, you has interest you or you want to do it. Start thinking about your ground game now, because come August, when candidate filing opens up, it's the wild, wild west, so to speak, right? Controlled wild, wild west. Let me just say it like that. But you'll see, folks. And so in November, what was the date again in November that folks?
Fourth.
November the 4th, the municipalities in York County will all vote on the same day. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
And what's on the ballot will vary from city to city?
Right. Okay. There are certain mayor races, and all the places have some kind of town or city council seats up. Mayor's not everywhere, though.
So do you were saying that filing date, say that filing date one more time, August 6th.
It's a Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the midweek. You got a little bit of time, and then you can reflect after what you did and maybe start your prayers going up high. What do they have to have? Like, what does it take to be a mayor? What do you have to do to maybe run for county or city council? What do you need to do?
So specifically related to the ordinances of the municipality. The municipalities control the filing fees, and the filing fees that are paid to us are reimbursed to whoever makes up the filing fee. I mean, if it's a primary and those candidates are running, that's set by the party and that money goes back. I learned the other day that people did not know that, so I'm just going to share that. So there are different filing fees based on the municipality. You have to actually live in the municipality. We make you sign an oath and point to your residence on a map. If you point to a space that is not in the city, well, you can't file. And if you don't live in a space that's in the city and you sign that oath, that's perjury. So
that's 2 strikes.
Live where you say and make sure that you're in the city. And you can look yourself up. If you go to scvotes.gov, you can look and see if you live in a municipality.
I guess, Allison, based on giving us these requirements, you have had this happen multiple times.
We just want to be sure everyone knows what's required. And you have to be a registered voter.
Yes.
So there's that.
So, and can folks sign up now to be a registered voter?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Any day of the week, night, whatever, 24/7, you can register at scvotes.gov if you're a resident of York County. All you have to be is a resident of York County, and you have to be 18 by election day.
So go ahead and do it now. I know it's not top of mind. That's why Allison said, I think this is a good time to go ahead and plant those seeds, because you have some time
right
now to do it. What when is not the greatest time to do it is right when the deadline is here and everyone's rushing, and then you forget about it. Then you get angry that you're not allowed to vote, and you take it out on the poll workers who are there just doing their jobs. And they're like, listen, you knew about the deadline. We're just right enacting the law.
And if you have moved, make sure that you have updated your address, because just because you moved into the city, if you have not recorded that address change, we don't know that you have moved into the city. You are not in the database.
Another good point. Can they do that on SC Votes as well?
Yes.
Okay.
You can update your address that way.
So let me ask this question. If you have a 17-year-old who is still 17 the day that they register, but they're going to be 18 at the next election, they can go ahead and register to vote.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you don't have to be 18 to register. You just have to be 18 the day that you go to vote
right
for
you
said
have to
election.
Be 18 on or before election day.
Okay.
Got it.
Yes.
So
okay.
17-year-olds can go ahead and start doing that stuff now as well.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Perfect. All right. We're speaking with Allison Mallard. She is public relations and training coordinator for voter registration and elections here in York County. You might notice in the days ahead some of these sticker buttons you gave us. It's called Vote Local, and they're clever, and the colors pop. So kudos to the think tank for coming up with these various buttons. Is this to remind folks to vote local? It's encouraging folks to vote. It's just to remind folks there's a vote or an election happening in your community. All the above, Allison. This is kind of a way to
right
get kind of get that conversation started, which is smart.
You know, the presidential gets so much attention, and while it gets a lot of attention, it's not necessarily what impacts your daily life. Mm,
we talk about that a lot.
What is it? 80% of the laws. One of our lawmakers told us that 80% of the laws we live by are passed at the local and state level,
right at the state house, and county council. Remember, school boards can pass a tax without you even being a part of the decision.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
yeah, local candidates are very important. The way you can get candidate information is from them. We do not have candidate information aside from being able to track them on scvotes.gov, and you can see who they are and where they live and how to reach them. We do not do bios or any of that.
Okay. Anything else that you all do or don't do based on just what people might assume in your office? I mean, I know it's a wide open or an open-ended question. We could be here probably for another 30 minutes. But
the most common question we get is about registering by party. And South Carolina is one of 19 states that does not register by party. Municipal elections are eligible for the absentee rules. You can go ahead and make your application for an absentee ballot now. Go ahead and call. Put that on your calendar for January 15th and just call every year if you're going to do that. So at those same rules, the register by party is a big thing.
Okay. Because I assume they're coming from other states,
right,
or they're consuming national news where other states do
right
registering by party. And that's the other thing, too. I know you've been pretty vocal about this. Just remember, wherever you're coming from, that's how they did elections. But once you come here to the great state of South Carolina, this is how we do elections. And you're often
right.
You're often met with those kind of questions.
Right, right. And all three of our border states are partisan states. So, you know, people don't have to travel very far to have a whole different list of laws that they need to. And we do remind them, you came here for a reason. And the reason is because of the way we do things.
That's right.
I like that.
From elections to everything else in between. Right. Allison, that's fantastic. You should run for governor, Allison.
I'm too tired.
Well, you're good in your job, so we need to keep
you
here.
Yeah, we need to keep you here.
Because you're good. You help us. You answer all of our election-related questions. Again, this is the time to start thinking about if you want to run as a candidate for a mayor or a city council race in the municipalities in York County. Allison, give us those dates one more time for everyone.
To file as a candidate, it is Wednesday, August 6th through Wednesday, September 5th. It's at our office during office hours, which is 8 to 5. And then early voting starts on October 20th. That's Monday and runs through Friday, Halloween. And then voting on Election Day, which we really hope you early vote because it's so much quicker and easier and less confusing about where to go because there are only four options as opposed to there'll be, you know, close to 60 for the municipalities. Mm, wow. And if you would like to actually work the elections, go ahead and go to scvotes.gov and complete an application. I'm getting a few. They're starting to come on in. The last few weeks, because we need, you know, about 300 people. Ooh.
To pull off the election. Well, we certainly appreciate what you all do, and it's interviews like this ahead of time that hopefully will help to plant the seeds so folks know what to do now. And go ahead and register to vote. If you're not registered to vote, save yourself a lot of time and stress now versus later. Allison, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
It's good to see you.
You too. Thank you.